This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. U.S. operations in Iraq depend heavily on private contractors who do everything from serving food to guarding Iraq Administrator Paul Bremer. The Bush administration says that using civilian contractors helps to contain the cost of defense spending. But many critics say that poor oversight and mismanagement have meant that outsourcing is not saving the government as much money as it might. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
The move towards using private contractors for certain Defense Department work began in a big way when the U.S. cut forces in the wake of the Cold War. The Bush administration has sped up that process under reforms promised by Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld back in 2001.
In this building, money disappears into duplicative duties, bloated bureaucracy, not because of greed, but gridlock. Innovation is stifled not by ill intent, but by institutional inertia.
Rumsfeld's transformation plan included cutting costs by outsourcing significant amounts of defense work to private contractors. One of the main cost savings comes from cutting long-term personnel, says Angela Stiles. Stiles was appointed by President Bush to be the administrator of federal procurement policy at the Office of Management and Budget, where she remained until last year.
If you have a soldier doing things like mobilizing or feeding the troop or transporting things from one place to another, you would actually have to have full-time military or civilian employees doing that, whereas a contractor you can employ for 3 or 6 months and then get rid of them when you don't need them anymore.
Stiles says that competition between companies for military contracts also pushes down the price of those services. In Iraq, the U.S. is relying on unprecedented numbers of civilian contractors. According to the Brookings Institution, during the first Gulf War, about 1% of the work was done by private contractors. In the current conflict in Iraq, that number is up to almost a third. But Peter Singer, a national security fellow at Brookings, isn't so sure that it's saving money. For example, he says many soldiers who might have made a career in the military are being lured by high-paying security jobs with contracting firms.
To train up a Green Beret over the course of their career, in some cases, can be over $1 million worth of training. You lose that human capital, that quality person, and also the money that went into helping to build them up into the soldiering skills that they have. You then have to train up someone new to fill that role.
Critics also say that the contracts are not as competitive as they should be. They say that's led to problems such as overcharging by companies like Halliburton, which is now under investigation. Danielle Bryan, with the Project on Government Oversight, a watchdog group, says a policy begun under the Clinton administration allows a company that successfully competes for a contract with one government agency to work for another under the same contract without competing.
They'll essentially tell any agency in the government, if you've got anything, we'll figure out how to do it. So the government is contracting with people not because they have any particular expertise, but because they already have a relationship with the government, and that's clearly not efficient given that you don't have the benefits of competition for that contract, and you have, of course, very little transparency as well.
This has led to some strange situations, says Brian. For example, the Defense Department hired CACI International, also known as CACI, to provide interrogators using a contract with the Department of the Interior for technical services. That contract is currently under investigation by the Inspector General for the Department of the Interior. Still, the Defense Department is also faced with the realities of today's marketplace. Stan Soloway, president of the Professional Services Council, a trade association for private industry serving the U.S. government, says private contractors in many areas are essential.
First of all, what's the alternative? In an era when most of the skill sets are primarily resident in the private sector, you can't just wave a wand and say, okay, we're going to add 25,000 or 30,000 or 50,000 soldiers who are going to have these sophisticated technology skills, and we're going to maintain them as a permanent force. The costs associated with that are absolutely astronomical.
Indeed, even critics of outsourcing believe that it does make sense to privatize certain positions. However, many like Daniel Bryan of the Project on Government Oversight think there needs to be more accountability.
I think really sunshine would really clean this mess up. You'd have more accountability. You'd have agencies not wanting to, they've frankly gotten pretty lazy because they don't have to justify really why they've gone to this contractor.
But Brian says in recent years, the number of auditors in the Department of Defense has gone down. She and others hope that the attention drawn to private contractors in connection with the Abu Ghraib scandal will force Congress to take a closer look at the process. Laura Seidel, NPR News.